Welcome to the Sexy Mama Podcast, the place to be for a sexy mom life that turns you on. Overcome the mom guilt, spice up your sex life, and do the shit that matters to you. Hi, ladies, and welcome to the Sexy Mama Podcast. I'm Lucy Lampe, your host, and today I'm bringing you a short, sweet message about how, you know, sometimes we think something is broken, or we think we are broken, but all that's going on is things are a little bit clogged up. And what really brought this to my mind was I was vacuuming the little crevices, you know, the areas of a house that don't get a whole lot of attention very often. Today's one of those days where they were getting attention. And my vacuum wasn't working the way that it usually does. And my first thought was like, oh shit, you know, it's been a couple years since we've gotten a new vacuum. Maybe it's time to get a new vacuum. But then it occurred to me, you know what? No, this isn't, I don't think that that's really what's going on. I don't think that the whole vacuum needs to be thrown out and replaced. What if something's just getting in the way? Okay, so let's check what is getting in the way of this having its full power. And I checked the usual places, you know, the sweepy thing underneath that catches all the hair. We have lots of hair in our house, so I thought maybe that's it. Nope, that was clear. That was fine. The main canister wasn't even halfway full, so that shouldn't be interfering. I checked the little tube thing to see if there was like a piece of paper stuck in it or something, and that was fine. But then there's this second piece of the canister, and lo and behold, there was a whole wad of hair and dust and little papers and handmade confetti that my kids made. I don't even know what the hell's in there, but it was clogging up the space for where the air should be flowing. And it's got me thinking how very recently I experienced a similar thought process with my body. So last week was pretty stressful. There was a lot going on. We had two birthdays. There were some other things up in the air, a lot of uncertainty. And on Wednesday, when I was doing my training in the gym, I did some overhead carries, and I felt like I held it a little bit wrong. I didn't quite stack my joints on top of each other the way that I'm supposed to. And I took a step. I remember it kind of felt off. And then my neck was just feeling really stiff after that. So when I went to the chiropractor, and she was feeling that everything was really stiff that day, and whatever those vertebrae are, C2, C1, C3, I don't know. She said it was registering as black, which means that something was getting in the way of things firing the way they're supposed to. And I had just also experienced a migraine, and I don't get migraines. It's not a thing that I get. And I got a migraine. And had an ocular migraine in particular. It was really freaky because my vision was blurred. It was like zigzaggy flashes of light. And I freaked out. I thought I was going blind. All these stories in my head came up. I was like, oh my God, what's happening to me? But what turned out was happening was just, there's something blocking. There's a blockage. And so what the chiropractor is able to do, she's getting things aligned back into place. And then things began to feel better. But the stress with the less sleeping, the kids being sick, the two birthdays, all this stuff that was going on at the same time just led to all this buildup. And there was this blockage, per se, to my full power. And there's more than one remedy to this. The chiropractor is one piece of the puzzle. It's a big piece for me. But also it was rest and just slowing down for the weekend after such an intense week. So that's what I did. And that is allowing me to tap back into my power so that I can show up as the most powerful woman that I can be. So my question to you is this: where in your life are you experiencing a blockage where you're just clogged up? You're not fucked up. You're just clogged up. And how can you begin to allow that good, fresh energy, that healing energy, the power to flow back through? Like, create those openings for yourself. Create space for yourself to relax, to receive, to be. I got to tell you guys, one of the big issues that we were facing this week
once I did allow myself to really just relax, I literally woke up the next morning with the solution. I kid you not. I'm not going to go into all the details right now. It's not about this topic, but I woke up with the solution to this huge, huge issue that we'd had for a couple weeks. And it was solved. Because once we allow ourselves to relax and to stop, you know, trying to control everything and to just give ourselves space to receive, the inspiration, the ideas, the solution, and we act. It's not a passive thing. And there will be another episode separate about this. There's got to be. It's not a passive thing. But when you allow yourself to receive and you clear those blockages and you recognize that there's nothing fundamentally wrong with you, you are not messed up. You just may be a little clogged up. So what can you do today, right now, to unclog? What does that look like for you? What is your go-to thing? Maybe it's a quick meditation. Maybe it's taking a walk. Maybe it's breathing in the ocean air if you live by the ocean. What is your happy place? And what is that space that you can create for yourself to begin opening up and unclog whatever stuff is backing you up? Now that sounds like we're talking about a toilet, but anyway, I hope that whatever that is for you, you take the time to do it for you. Everything in your life is impacted by whether or not you do that. So I encourage you to take that time for yourself today and keep showing up for yourself. All right, ladies, that's all I've got for you today. Here is to you and your sexy life.
Thank you for tuning in to the Sexy Mama Podcast. Get more resources for your sexy mom life at sexymamamovement.com.